2019, I have been going through five Psalms and a proverb every morning, and I used to do that years ago, and I decided I need to do that again. So I go through, some of you went to Bill Gothard. He encouraged people to read a psalm and then go 30 psalms up and read another psalm and 30 more psalms up and read another psalm and then read a proverbs. And then every month you can go through all the psalms and all the proverbs every month. And it's not a lot of time at all that's invested, but it's very, very precious. The word of the Lord. And the Psalms, many of the Psalms were a part of David's music. It was the Psalms and the hymns that he wrote. And this is one of the hymns of David, a Psalm of David. What did I say? Psalm 20. I meant Psalm 19. I'm sorry. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The first six verses are describing how God is revealed to us through creation, through the heavens. You know, David was before he was a king, he was a little shepherd boy who probably spent a lot of his time out there on the backside of the wilderness taking care of his father's sheep, laying there at night and looking at the heavens, or even in the daytime, looking up at the clouds. And so David said that when I see all of this creation, it reveals some things to me about who God is. It reveals some things to me about God. The heavens declare. The heavens and all of creation is preaching a message about the glory of God. All of the heavens. If you take notice, and we don't too often really pay much attention, but all of creation that is around us is the Lord's declaration. It's him revealing himself to us. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful thing that God wants to reveal himself to us? He wants to speak to you and to me. He wants us to hear his voice. And one of the ways that he speaks to us is through creation, through the heavens. The heavens are declaring the glory of God, and the firmament is showing his handiwork. It's all revealing the Lord. And this is going on everywhere, all around the world, that God is revealing himself through creation. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." That tells me that the world is without excuse, because they can know some things about the glory of God just through creation. And the Lord reveals himself through creation. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Every day, God wants to communicate with his people. Every night, God wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to talk to each one of us individually, and through his handiwork, through his creation, every day he speaks, every day he reveals himself to us. He's proclaiming, he's preaching the glory of God, every day in creation. Amen. What a wonderful thing to consider, that all the things that are going on in this world in creation, that God set it in order. Do you know, if this earth was just a little bit closer to the sun, we'd burn up. If we were just a little bit further away from the sun, we would ice over. But God put us exactly where he wanted us to be on this planet, and was very precise. You see, God revealing his glory was really just revealing the fact that there is a designer, that there is something that has been so perfectly put in motion. This earth and this universe and everything that's perfectly put in motion, it reveals to mankind that yes, there must be a creator. There must be a designer that has put all this into place. And no matter where man is, he sees the message and hears the message being proclaimed. There is no speech nor language where this voice is not heard. That means that all over the world, where there's thousands of languages and dialects that we can't communicate in their language, but they can just look to the creation and look to the heavens and all that's around them, and they can understand there is a God. There is a designer. There is a God, and we understand that he is deserving of the glory of God. Their line has gone out, verse 4. Their line has gone out through all the earth. The word there, line, is a word in the Hebrew that means like a string of an instrument. It's talking about the vibration of that instrument. The line has gone out. The vibration of this tune, this musical message that's being sent out all around the earth. No matter what the language, no matter who people are or how far from God they might be, they can look to the creation and they can understand there is a God. Now, I'm convinced that people in North Korea who have been hidden in darkness and have had very little exposure to the gospel, I believe that God's preparing them. He's preparing them to hear the gospel. Now, creation can't tell you about the grace of God. It can't tell you about the love of God. It can't give you a salvation message, but it can reveal the fact that there is a God. And so all of creation, even those North Koreans who have been, secluded and hidden away, the hermit nation, they've been hidden away, and very little Christian message is proclaimed there in that nation. But I believe that the Lord is getting ready to open that up. He's getting ready to open up North Korea, and their gospel is going to go flooding in to that place. And those people, they already, no doubt, from the emptiness of their life and the hopelessness of the situation that they're in, they've already been looking to their creation. And some of them are recognizing there must be a God. There must be something more than this. There must be a designer. There must be a creator. And their hearts are being prepared. Amen. The South Korean church has been praying for North Korea for decades. Decades. They have been praying, fasting and praying. And by the thousands and thousands, the North Korean church have been praying for their brothers in North Korea who don't know the gospel. They just know that there must be a God. And they can see that. Just in creation, they can have the revelation of that, the understanding, and that message is being proclaimed loud and clear through all of creation, that there is a God. And when the gospel, that's all that creation can do, is reveal a designer, that there is a God, that there has to be someone to go in and to preach to them. There has to be a preacher, there has to be a proclaimer, someone to go in and to tell them about Jesus, to tell them about the cross, to tell them about salvation and what it means to be saved, to have their sins forgiven and to be truly born again. They have to have someone. And I believe probably many of those South Koreans are going to go rushing in to North Korea as the door opens. Amen. Hey, I'd love to go too. I'd love to go too. I'd love to go. I'd love to support some missionaries going in there. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing to go in a place that's been in darkness for all these generations and they don't know much about God? But I believe that they're there by the millions that are opening their heart to the gospel, and they are going to be ready. When it comes, they're going to be ready. And there's going to be a great remove of God in that nation, just like what happened in the Eastern Bloc countries and Russia and all those countries when the door finally opened. I mean, it just was rushing in to those people that have been constrained and in darkness. It says the line is gone out through all the earth and their words to the ends of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. Now this is kind of like, this is David waxing eloquent. This is poetry, really. He's saying when the sun goes down, that there's a resting, a tabernacle for the sun. When the sun goes down, but when the sun comes back up, then the message comes so loud and clear when the sun comes up that it's like a bridegroom on the day of his wedding. It's like a strong man that's ready to run a race. I mean, there's an excitement and a zeal and a determination. He said, that's what the sun is like, that when it comes up, that it's just proclaiming the glory of God all over the earth. Hallelujah. I can tell none of you all are very excited about this tonight. But it's a wonderful thought to me. It's wonderful that the Lord reveals himself and is revealing himself to people in places around the world where we can't speak their language, but God is revealing himself to them. Amen. But not only does God reveal himself through creation, but he also reveals himself through the Word of God. Amen. Thank God. And so, starting at verse number 7, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Each one of these, there's six of them, that describe with a different title for God's word. And then it describes what it accomplishes. Let me tell you, the word of God is sent out, and it accomplishes what it is sent out to accomplish. Amen. It does not return void. It has a purpose, and it accomplishes what God wants it to accomplish. The law of the Lord is perfect. It converts the soul. It converts the soul, or it revives. It revives the soul. It turns the soul in the right direction. It realigns the soul with the will of God. It converts the soul. That's the power of God's word. That's why that we challenge you to be a Bible reader. Take advantage of every opportunity you have to be in Bible study and to be under preaching and teaching of the word of the Lord. Study God's word. Read God's word. Meditate on the word of the Lord and allow it to convert your soul. Amen. The law of the Lord is perfect, and it converts the soul. It changes you. It refreshes you. It turns your life around. Amen. The commandment of the Lord is pure. And what does it do? It enlightens the eyes. It enlightens the eyes. The word of God. When you read and study and meditate on the word of God, then your eyes are open. Not to natural things, but to spiritual things, spiritual truths that you can never comprehend by your natural ability. But as you spend time in the presence of the Lord and time in the word of the Lord, then your eyes are enlightened to the truth. Amen. It opens up your understanding of spiritual things, things you could never comprehend any other way. But as you spend time with the word of the Lord, it changes you. It causes you to see things that you could never see before. Glory to God. statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. That's the result. That's the product of the law of the Lord. It rejoices the heart. It returns joy to your life. It returns happiness. And there's a new delight that comes into your life because of the truths of God's word. Amen. Glory to God. The world offers a temporary happiness, a temporary joy. The pleasures of the world are temporary, but the things of God are permanent, and they are glorious, and they bring real joy and real happiness and real delight. It rejoices the heart. Amen. Have you had that experience? You've heard the word of God taught, preached, or you've just read God's word, and you leave that experience, and your spirit is just lifted up and encouraged and blessed because of the word of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. The statutes of the Lord are right. They rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. That's what God does, since he opens up our eyes and he throws light up onto our circumstances and helps us to see. You know, God's concerned about every area of your life, and he helps you to see and understand what you need to know. The fear of the Lord, verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. You know, the word of God helps you to see that you have a future in God. A lot of people that come to the Lord and get saved, they feel like they're giving everything up and life is over and I'm never going to have a good time ever again. And the enemy is just so deceptive. The truth is, you're going to enter into some wonderful and glorious things as you serve the Lord, and you will have a future. Amen. You will have an enduring future. God will begin working in your life in new ways, in fresh ways, and revealing himself to you in wonderful ways. And it all comes through the influence of God's word. He speaks to us through creation. He speaks to us through the power of his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. We believe that the scripture is infallible. We believe that it's the truth. We believe that it's never going to pass away. We believe that it's forever settled in heaven. We believe that not even one jot or tittle of it is going to pass away. Not even the punctuation is going to pass away. We believe the word of God is true. And you can build our lives upon it. Amen. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Amen. Amen. The judgments of the Lord, the law of the Lord, brings everything together and causes you to, your whole life to be blessed. Your whole life will benefit from your time in the word of the Lord. If you don't take time for God's word, you're missing out. And you're not only missing out on all the wonderful benefits and blessings that God sends your way, but you are also setting yourself up for deception and destruction. Stay in the word of God. Stay in the book. And the word of the Lord, the law of the Lord, is true and righteous all together. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. It shows you, the psalmist is saying, this is how valuable it is. This is how wonderful that it is. It's more valuable than anything that the world can offer. And it's more precious than even honey and the honeycomb. God speaks to us through creation. He speaks to us through his word. And then he speaks to us personally in our own heart. God speaks to us individually. Amen. He cares enough about us that he deals with us in our hearts, in our own lives. He deals with us. Amen. Moreover by, verse 11. Moreover by them as thy servant warned, And in keeping of them, there is great reward. The effect upon our life. Oh, it's mighty. It's powerful. The scripture warns us. The scripture provides great blessing and reward to us. Who can understand his errors? The law of the Lord reveals those areas of your life that are not pleasing to the Lord. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. There are things you can get yourself into, and you just, you know, it's you don't even realize that you have slipped into error. But the law of the Lord will reveal that. The word of the Lord will reveal that. It'll wake you up to the reality of your error. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. All of these words of this psalm are talking about the powerful impact of God's voice to us in creation, through the word of God, and in our own hearts personally, that God can talk to us and deal with us and speak to us through the power of truth. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Glory be to God. God is in the business of revealing himself to us. Amen. He is speaking to us. He is talking to us. And no one is going to be able to stand before God and say, I didn't even know that there was a God. Because even creation, he reveals himself to all men through creation. And then their hearts are opened to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God's word is powerful, and my, does it make a difference. I've said this a lot of times. I have heard sermons in church that literally turned the whole direction of my life. One message. It just turned me, and affected me so powerfully. And so don't ever, ever minimize what God can do through the power of his word. Get into his word every day, every morning, if you possibly can. Spend time in the presence of the Lord and let him speak to you. Amen. Glory to God. One more verse. Habakkuk 2 and 14, and actually this verse is in a couple of other places too, in the book of Jeremiah. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen. All over the earth. All over the earth. The message of truth is being proclaimed through creation, through the word of God being declared, working individually in the hearts of men and women. Praise God. Could we just do that tonight? Could we just give praise to the Lord tonight for the power and the influence of his word? Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you have spoken to our hearts through the power of your word. Thank you, Lord, that you deal with us personally, Lord, through your scripture, through your word. Oh, and we're grateful for that. I pray, God, that you would prepare hearts in this community, Lord, all over this community, Lord, that they would see your handiwork and understand there is a God. And then, Lord, we would be right there to follow up and to say, yes, there is a God. And here is the message of hope and salvation that can be declared to every man personally. Hallelujah.